Gift of Pleasure, written by Murphily and read by Litra. A Star Wars Clone Wars fanfic. Rated explicit, with the pairing Anakin Skywalker, Cody, Rex, and Obi-Wan. Summary. Obi-Wan had gotten somewhat accustomed to the gifts that might be left for him in his quarters, be it in the field, on ship, or even in the temple. After all, his beloved commander had been taking the time to properly woo him, now that the war was entering cleanup and rebuilding stages. Obi-Wan had gotten somewhat accustomed to the gifts that might be left for him in his quarters, be it in the field, on ship, or even in the temple. After all, his beloved commander had been taking the time to properly woo him now that the war was entering cleanup and rebuilding stages. Adapting to the looser partnerships that the men in the Grand Army of the Republic had chosen had actually been very easy. It was barely any different from the quiet associations that Jedi sometimes built, only with more attachment. That last was not a bad thing in his mind anymore. Tonight, however, as he stepped into his quarters, he had to stop and just appreciate what he was seeing. The furniture had been moved to the walls, opening the floor up. His mattress and pillows now graced the floor, with one very naked, very intricately bound Anakin atop the center of it, with both his commander and Anakin's captain taking turns sweeping wet licks over various parts of the knight's skin. This was, by far, the most intimate gift offered to Obi-Wan, catering to his pleasures fully. "Did I miss the invitation?" he asked playfully, beginning to disrobe after he set the lock on the door.
"Nah, spur-of-the-moment thing," Rex said,
a blatant lie with both captain and commander involved. They planned these events down to the details.
"But now that you're here, care to join us, General Kenobi? We're applying a bit of encouragement to General Skywalker for his actual use of a detailed battle plan at the last engagement." Cody's eyes had a wicked look to them as he met his beloved's gaze, and Obi-Wan had to smile.
"Careful, Cody. He might actually learn how to stick to them, even, if this is his reward for such," Obi-Wan said as he managed to rid himself of his boots. "Do continue," he added at the whimper from Anakin as both men had stopped their attentions to him.
"Oh, I think he's more than ready for a break," Rex said playfully, getting the most pitiful expression turned his way.
"Did you tell him to be quiet?" Obi-Wan asked, shedding the last of his clothing with practiced ease to join them, kneeling on the mattress below the beautiful trio.
"No words," Cody confirmed, "but the little gasps and moans and whining are allowed." "Well, I suppose I might very well have to see how well he can adhere to those orders, as his commanding officer." Obi-Wan was more than willing to play with the strictures of their rank structure, knowing how it drove them all crazy. Anakin did whine at the idea, but his cock was so hard and begging for attention, as both Rex and Cody trailed their fingers over bare skin, teasing along where the ropes pressed into flesh. Obi-Wan admired for a long moment, before moving to where he could get close enough to bring his own mouth to bear. Rex and Cody shifted to make that easier, going to strictly teasing Anakin's nipples and throat with their mouths. Obi-Wan gave a slow, lingering lick along the underside of Anakin's cock, wrestling a deep moan out of his former Padawan. With that prelude, Obi-Wan settled in to ravishing the cock in front of him, using his lips and tongue to tantalize at first. Only when Anakin was all but trying to push into his mouth on the light kisses, did he take pity on him and take him in.
"Oh!"
At that tiny breath of a word, both Cody and Rex broke off, and Obi-Wan pulled away to sit up.
"Anakin," he said in disapproval, making the young man lower his eyelashes in shame.
"In all fairness, sir, I'd be hard-pressed not to say something at your mouth on me," Rex said, playing the lighter side of it.
"You go easy on him," Cody argued. "I think he should have to wait a bit before getting anything else."
Rather than answer or defend himself, Anakin kept perfectly still and quiet, earning his reprieve in Obi-Wan's eyes.
"I've already had to wait too long with my meetings," Obi-Wan told him.
"But Anakin, one more word out of you and I will let Cody have his way." Anakin nodded enthusiastically and was very careful to only moan when Obi-Wan went back down on him. As Obi-Wan gave his all to seducing Anakin towards his release, he occasionally glanced up to see as Rex or Cody claimed Anakin's mouth. Rex was gentle in his kisses, but Cody was as fierce with Anakin as he was with Obi-Wan, and the contrast made Obi-Wan eager for his turn in the middle. Nor did it take much longer before Anakin was begging wordlessly to let go and come. Obi-Wan stroked him up just a bit more, his mouth hollowing around the cock, tongue teasing the underside. When he brought his hand up to cup Anakin's sack, though, his former Padawan knew it was time, and Obi-Wan had to back off enough to swallow it all down as Anakin broke for him. Obi-Wan sat up, looking at his sweating, panting lover, carefully wiping his mouth before Rex pounced his way, claiming a kiss to taste Anakin that way. Obi-Wan hummed at the thought, kissing his captain back, while Cody began undoing the knots on Anakin's bindings. Rex finally slipped away from the kiss, looking quite satisfied, and gave Cody a hand. Obi-Wan reached down to ease his own erection, enjoying the sight of Anakin slowly coming back to himself. When the last cord slipped free, Cody turned and raised an eyebrow.
"Your turn, sir,"
he said in a tone that made Obi-Wan shiver from head to toe.
"Oh, really now?" Obi-Wan asked, just to see how far he could push.
"Really," Rex answered for Cody, before both men moved to surround him with Anakin grinning at him. He had wanted to try the middle, Obi-Wan thought, as he submitted to being bound and placed in the center of their attentions. It was going to be a long, relaxing night. The End. Reader's Notes. This was recorded for the group sex square on my Podfic bingo card. I hope you all enjoyed it, and have a good night.